USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is demanding the Washington Post apologize to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for running an opinion piece calling the Kentucky senator a Russian asset.
Mitch McConnell is a man that knows less about Russia and Russian influence than even Donald Trump, and I know nothing. So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon, the Washington Post, is fake news.
The country's top border official is defending his agency's treatment of illegal aliens on the southern border.
They risk their lives every single day to help and protect whomever is in distress. They don't ask what the person's nationality is or whether they're trying to illegally enter this country.
That was the acting chief and customs border protection, Mark Morgan, testifying before a Senate committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One person has been arrested in the massive data breach involving Capital One. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Capital One says a giant data breach this month has exposed the information of about 100 million Americans and 6 million Canadians. The info came from credit card applications over the last 14 years. The FBI has arrested a 33-year-old software engineer in Seattle, charging her with computer fraud.
President Trump says trade talks with China are looking promising.
The talks are moving very well with China, but they were often with China, but China always makes a new deal at the end, or seems to.
The president talking to reporters outside the White House, he also suggested that China wants a Democrat to win in 2020 because they might get a better deal. The list of 2019 best hospitals is out according to U.S. News and World Report, and number one on the list is the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As the 20 Democratic presidential candidates prepare for their debate tonight, 10 tonight and 10 tomorrow night, I had a chance to sit down and chat with former DNC Chairman Terry McAuliffe and former governor of Virginia. And one of the things I asked him was what he's looking for and what he wants to see out of candidates on both nights on the stage.
Well, here's what I hope we see. And I was disappointed in the first debate. I thought there was a lot of talk, obviously, about immigration, about people coming over the border, and we're not going to charge anybody with a crime. There was a lot of talk about we're going to give everybody health care. There was a lot of talk about how we're going to take private insurance away from us. And if you're sitting there, Tim, and you're watching this, you're saying to yourself, well, what about me? Who's arguing for the issues that I have to deal with every day? You know, I'm a family of four, and I can't afford to go to the pharmacy because prescription drugs are too high. What I hope in this debate is we focus on the issues that people focus on and deal with every day. Let it be infrastructure, let it be jobs, let it be workforce development, let it be prescription drugs, K-12. I want to hear that, and I just don't want to hear us talk about all these different litmus tests. Do you agree with this? Are you for Medicare for all? Are you for the new Green Deal? Tell me, I want a question. Tell me, I'm a parent and I live with a family of four. How are you going to bring my prescription drug prices down? Just tell me that, and I hope that's what happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.